All right, I want to get to Emily's insane criteria for who is.
Yeah, I have many, many questions.
I do not understand what she's doing.
All right, be careful.
No, no, no. I am not afraid of Emily at all. In what world, Em, is Samuel L. Jackson not a movie star, but Kate Hudson is?
Yeah, Kate Hudson is not a movie star.
I'll tell you what world. Emily's role.
By the way, Matt Damon, not a movie star.
By the way, Matt Damon's career, by any metric, ask Mason, who's Mr. Movie, has been more successful than Ben Affleck.
Yeah, and here's the thing about him, too. I'm allowed to talk about the movie Air. I think he could win an Academy Award for Air. He is that good in Air. This could... Matt Damon.
Okay.
This could be his King Richard. But he's a movie star. I don't get... And how is Kate Hudson a movie star?
Did you see any of the Bourne movies?
I don't believe in the Bourne movies. I don't watch the Bourne movies.
Why?
I don't acknowledge them.
Why?
I don't want to watch them. That's
They're
why.
Good. Why?
Okay.
He opens the movies. He is the guy that opened them.
By the way, Emily, did you ever see Hitman's Bodyguard?
No,
that made like $500 million. I mean, and Samuel Jackson, to use your vernacular, is on the poster. He's the only guy on the poster. Ryan Reynolds, who I think you, based on what I heard earlier, would say is a movie star.
Movie star, yeah.
Nope.
No, Ryan Reynolds is not a movie star.
He's not that A-list, that Leonardo DiCaprio, the Denzel Washington movie star.
But,
I think Kate Hudson is.
But
yes,
Matt Damon is exactly that.
Kate Hudson in. I mean, seriously, when was the last time you heard those three words? Kate Hudson in. Nobody says that.
Even in the rom-com she's in, she's second fiddle.
Yeah, and I have no grudge against Kate Hudson. I'm sure, a wonderful person, but she's not a movie star.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, she is the lead of that.
McConaughey is the lead
in
that.
No, she's the lead.
Who do you think got paid more?
Well, that also has to do with gender
sexism.
Roles.
That's why.
Yeah.
Get him, Em.
You know what this could be? Em, this could be like, how many would you put actors and actresses? Is there like a top 10 for you? Top 5? Because I think it's almost, to use a sports example, it's like the GOAT conversation
right now.
Yeah, these are all really, really good players.
Yeah.
But the Mount Rushmore.
Mason loves Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's do a Mount Rushmore. That's not hacky.
She has a very short list.
Yes.
And no one could come on that list after those four or five.
We take a quick detour.
Yeah.
Because I love what you just said. That's the quickest way to not just turn the channel.
Oh, no, it's true. There's a guy that does radio. I don't know if he still does it or not, but the Mount Rushmore thing is like a big thing. Michael Thompson. Let's do a Mount Rushmore of whatever. It's like so
lame. We used to work with a guy named Dan Cilio, and I think he did it every day.
He was a big Mount Rushmore guy.
The daily Mount Rushmore?
Yeah.
And he would just, change the subject. Like, rock bands, Mount Rushmore. Next day, movies, Mount Rushmore.
So in this criteria.
Greatest Miami Hurricanes, Mount Rushmore.
The Rolling Stones would not be a rock star band, but the Black Crowes would.
Right.
Def Leppard is in.
What was the origin of this cockamamie thing you put together here, Em?
All right, so Trav and I were talking about what we could do for the snake draft today, and I was like, oh, it's Paul Rudd's birthday. And I would say that Paul Rudd, while he did headline a Marvel movie recently that did not do very well. It didn't do very well comparatively to Marvel movies.
He's Ant-Man.
Okay, who cares?
Obviously not you.
He was the world's sexiest man, according to People magazine.
But that doesn't mean that you're a movie star.
They don't make non-movie stars world's sexiest man.
But he is right below of those guys. Like the Leonardo
DiCaprio. That's nutty, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
In your guy's definition, who is what she's describing, not the headliner, but the guy that is in it, you're like, ooh, I really
okay,
like
so
that
do you guys
guy.
Ever listen to the Rewatchables podcast on The Ringer? They have the That Guy Award.
Sure.
The guy that comes in and like steals the movie.
Right.
I just watched, when I was in Chicago, I wanted to watch a Chicago movie. So I watched the original About Last Night.
Oh, yeah. Rob Lowe and Demi
Jim
Moore.
Belushi.
Yeah.
And Jim Belushi kind of walks away with the movie.
Every scene he's in.
Yep.
He's like spectacular. That's like the type of person you're talking about. That's the Margot Martindale role.
J.K. Simmons.
Oh, Margot Martindale.
Well, see,
Richard
Jenkins.
I would argue, a lot of guys like this.
After
Flash?
Whiplash, J.K. Simmons is now a movie star.
I don't think he's a movie star.
He's a character actor.
I still think he's a character actor. Yeah, he's still a character actor.
He was a supporting actor
Yeah, then that best supporting actor, yeah.
What about John? Funch had John C. Reilly as one of his picks, who is a classic that guy. He's in a
movie. He's a guy.
But he's also almost famous enough where he's not a that. Everybody knows his name. You know what you're going to get from him.
It's a good pick.
We all know him because of the documentary or the movie.
Winning Time is going to change John C. Reilly's career. Mm. I think because he's the lead of it. He's really good in it. And I think he's probably going to get some lead offers in some movies based out of it because he's so good.
He's had a few. Like, he's more of the supporting guy.
He's that guy to me.
He's in so many movies, whether it's Step Brothers or Talladega Nights, or comedies. And he does a lot of, he does drama stuff, too.
But he's always kind of like the supporting guy. He's the Jim Belushi.
Right.
That's a perfect comp. Like, that pick from Funches was like, okay, that's the criteria, or that's the guy right in the middle.
Who's the guy at the top of the list? Who's the best supporting actor?
Oh, the best
supporting actor of all time?
Oh no, they're currently working. Let's not go.
So not a star, not but Kate the next Hudson. Up. Yeah, yes. Not no no Kate Hudson.
Well, J.K. Simmons is close. Yeah, every scene he's in, like even I watched For the Love of the Game the other day, and he was the manager of team that the Tigers. Costner's pitching for. And every time he's on, he just in Juno. Every time J.K. Simmons comes on, he's great. He's just one of those guys that when he's in a scene, he is really, really good.
Emily, who did you just Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Yeah. That's who I think is one of the best supporting actors. So he is not.
But he was a lead. He won for best actor.
William H. Macy.
Now, there's a good supporting guy.
Best actor once. That doesn't mean that you're a career best actor.
But it does make you a movie star,
Here's the interesting thing, Em, that you think Ben Affleck is a bigger star than Matt Damon.
Yep.
When Air came out, Bill Simmons got them both.
Yeah.
And he does an hour with them. And at least 15 minutes of this is talking about how much of a bigger star Matt Damon has turned out to be than Ben Affleck.
And Ben Affleck is the supporting guy. Phil Knight is the supporting guy in Air.
Well, in
He's
Good
not
Will
the lead
Hunting,
guy.
Ben Affleck is the supporting guy.
And Affleck
he does have Batman.
Just as well known for
but that Batman is
writing.
Panned. It's like
the worst Batman ever.
But his two Oscars have come for things that aren't acting. He won a directing Oscar for Argo. He won a screenplay Oscar for
Good Will Hunting. And he directed Air.
Yeah, and his chops are, he can act. Town's a really good movie. Obviously, Good Will Hunting's a really good movie. He's been in some good ones, but Damon's like totally next level.
Next level. Who makes you the all-knowing authority on all things?
Like that. Yeah, but no, Emily would be one of those people that we used to have a bit we did. Mason and I we've done the show from like 20 different locations over the years. And we used to do it in the old CNN building on Sunset Boulevard.
I worked there too.
Yeah. Okay. So there was a grocer downstairs that owned a small mini mart named John.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember.
Very
John.
Nice man.
Yeah.
And we would walk in and you would, if you didn't eat that day and you would just grab something. And we realized after independently, like Mason, Dave Singer, and I would go in there. And we realized that John was just making up the prices.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, so we turned it into a bit.
It's like a garage sale.
We turned it into a bit. We sent Singer down there, and Singer would go, okay, Dave, what do you got? He goes, I got a Diet Coke, I've got cheese and crackers, and I've got a cup of noodles. And I went, all right. So we just play Price is Right with it. I go, okay, Diet Coke.
$1.50.
Yeah. Okay.
Cup of noodles, $3. That's $4.50. cheese and crackers, probably $4. $8.50. I'll go $9. And John would come up. We go, John, what's the price? $4. And we go, what? Why? He goes, I like you guys. Like he was based on how you.
That's we're gonna. Can we start calling you John, Emily?
So Emily is if she likes the actor or the actress, that person is a movie star. If you're Samuel L. Jackson, you're screwed. I've been around Samuel L. Jackson in public. Trust me, he's a movie star.
He is a movie star. Although, he's always that guy.
Not always. He is in a lot of movies, but a lot of times he's the lead.
He's like in all the Avengers movies and the Star Wars movies and all those.
Who's the lead in Pulp Fiction?
I don't think there is a lead in Pulp Fiction.
It's a pretty, Travolta,
I say
probably.
Travolta. Yeah,
yes.
Travolta.
It's an ensemble cast.
But it is an ensemble cast.
So you know who would
Bruce
fit
Willis
your description is my guy Don Cheadle.
Oh, yeah. John's good. Yeah,
he's good.
He's another one that's won an Oscar though, too.
No,
right?
No, he has not won. Doesn't an Oscar. Mean he's been nominated. Okay. Got nominated for
Plenty
Hotel
Rwanda.
Plenty
of people have won Oscars that don't qualify in this category. But my question for all of you: who is the biggest female movie star working today to you guys?
Meryl Streep.
Yes, I agree.
Meryl Streep.
And who is right after that? Who is maybe a little younger that
Jennifer
is right after
Jennifer Lawrence.
That? Jessica Chastain.
I'd go Julia Roberts.
I think Jennifer Lawrence has had a big dip, though. So she is a huge movie star, but she had a
she
big dip
for
a couple
away,
years.
She seemed
to walk away, too. Yeah, she took some time off. I would argue Margot Robbie. Margot Robbie.
Yeah, Margot Robbie is a really good call, yeah.
That's and good. Barbie.
Yeah, and apparently, all roads lead to Barbie.
Well,
for
apparently
you now.
This Barbie movie is like loaded with star power. Like they got a bunch of people in it that you wouldn't expect. Like I guess Ryan Gosling is Ken, and Margot Robbie is Barbie. But then they got a whole bunch of other people to do
is
cameos.
Is it campy or
Will
is it
Ferrell's
like
in
a
it?
Real?
It's,
movie.
Yeah. It's campy.
I'm waiting for the Mr. Potato Head movie. Seriously,
you see everything. You're crapping on this surprises me.
Oh
you see
everything. I mean I'll wind up seeing it. I just think it's ridiculous. Trav, now somebody saw a doll and said, "Oh, I think there's a movie there."
Can I let you know what will retract that statement that he just made? Is if they make Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling available for the Venice
Maze
podcast.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
If that happens, it is the greatest idea ever put to film.
Yes.
It does change a lot of things.
Slee, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, what do you got?
I've determined that you're a great guy, but I've determined that you and I have completely different sensibilities.
Okay, whatever.
You are earnestly going to the We Lost the Final Four celebration.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, you've been a great fan. You flew to Houston on your own dime to watch this.
Yeah.
You saw it play out. Mm-hmm. If you win it, you have a celebration. If you lose it, you take the trophy and you throw it.
If I was an Aztec guy like you are, I'd be at Tiddlywink Stadium on Saturday for the big ceremony.
How dare you throw shade
is that what it's called?
Snapdragon.
I knew it was something like that.
It's better than Snapdragon. Sleep Train Arena, which is what
I'm with Al. Here's the difference. And I think part of it's not just your sensibilities, Ireland, it's your alma mater. You went to UCLA.
Right. We came in second. I guarantee you we're not having anything at the Snapdragon.
At UCLA, you're not.
Tiddlywink
at a place like
Stadium.
San Diego State or UC Santa Barbara, if you get that close to something, you're throwing a little party to celebrate.
Yeah.
You absolutely
don't throw
are.
A parade. I mean, when they were talking about that, I thought that'd be an awful, awful look. But to basically open up to the public, to San Diego, and say, look, we're going to congratulate these guys for what
for
they did.
For making the Final Four.
Made it
yeah.
to the National
yes.
Championship.
I have no problem with that.
In the National Championship.
I totally get
and
it.
And kind of leave it at that. And John, you're not wrong in this. UCLA, you just don't do that.
No.
I get it. I understand it.
Well,
San Diego
State's
this
never
would be the
go
equivalent
to
the Lakers hanging a Western Conference championship
but San Diego State.
This would be like if the Oklahoma City, that's a bad example. They did go to the finals, but it's not the
Phoenix
Lakers.
Phoenix puts
the
up
Celtics.
A banner for getting to the finals.
It's a small
Suns
school
yeah.
that doesn't focus on athletics, that got pistol hot for 2 weeks and made the run of their life and throwing a party
and
for
won't
that,
be duplicated
and won't be duplicated yep. That's why you throw the party
yeah
for
this
it.
Is the only time they'll
have
ever
been
have
ridiculous
it. Yeah
a parade
I agree
been
with
ridiculous.
That I agree
what's the difference between
be a bad
the
idea.
Parade and the party.
The party is you can come if you want. We're not shutting down the city to parade through
it's
the middle
like
of it.
It's not like a ticker tape
this
parade.
This is if you want to come and hang out with the basketball team that went to the Final Four, come on out.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. It's a chance to go hang out with the basketball team.
And celebrate their accomplishment.
Yeah, but Final Four is cool. You're never getting there again.
You're not wrong on the...
it is true.
You always have
Wait, Mace,
you know
they
will never,
why?
Get, there,
what, okay,
never get there again.
What odds will you give me? Well, it's while we're doing the show. Because they're going to the Pac-12.
Yeah,
if you go to the Pac-12, you're going to be in the tournament.
In the Pac-12 is nothing. I read that they're only going to have half their games on TV from now on the Pac-12.
Well, that's because they have a bunch of bozos running.
I think it's unlikely they go back, but it's not never. Here's
give
why.
You 100-1.
Here's why. The pandemic season that wiped out the NCAA tournament, never had it. They were going to be a number one seed. They were going to be a number one seed the year that it got wiped out. They have good teams frequently. Now, you got to get hot and all that stuff, but it's not a never. Go to your party.
It's a never. Go to your party. Have fun. Play your. Do you have, like, noisemakers?
Hey, seriously.
The only reason why the last 10 years, they've been to two Sweet 16s and the national championship. Uh-huh. It could happen in college basketball.
Yeah. Yes.
Paint your face.
No. Seriously. Yeah, paint your face.
Come on. Go all in.
You would be great because you could paint your entire head.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Just all the way down.
Instead of going down the
neck.
Middle, down Aztec the nose, guy. Do the back and the front.
Down to the neck.
I like that idea. Very quickly, a quick basketball one for you.
Yeah.
Why is the Laker matchup at Clippers so one-sided?
Oh,
what is the
God.
Basketball explanation for why they can't beat them occasionally?
Ever.
All right. Most of these wins, not all of them, but most of these wins have come recently under Ty Lue. I think he's won the last eight.
He's won every matchup. He's never lost to the Lakers.
So he's at 8 of the 11.
Right. When I saw Ty Lue play Kawhi fourth, I mean, I know he's mad at the Lakers that they passed him over, but when
Kawhi
I
went hard in the fourth quarter.
When played I saw 40 him play, plus minutes. Play Kawhi 43 minutes, that was as big of a middle finger to the Lakers as I've ever seen.
But didn't they have to play him 43 minutes because LeBron and AD is still out there?
They didn't play 43 minutes.
Not 43 minutes.
But LeBron, they were in the fourth late into the game. Played 12 minutes in the fourth quarter.
They were late into the game. Their two best players were still. I can't take my best guy out until you, the team that's trailing, take your best guys out.
Maybe, but I just think that to Ty Lue, every time he plays the Lakers, he's dialing in. Okay. And to the Lakers, it's just another game. And they should have probably won one of these 11.
Last night was not just another game. That's weird.
And after last
32-7.
Yeah. Yeah. And the honest answer to your question is, in most of those 11 games, in most of those 39 games, the Clippers have just been better.
Yeah.
They just have a better team. I don't know if what would happen in a 7-game series, but
I don't think we'd win. I don't think the Lakers would win a 7-game series.
Who do you think would be favored?
The Clippers. They've lost 11 in a row, and they're 7-32.
PG, obviously.
7-32.
If Paul George is playing, I think the Clippers are favored. Mm-hmm. If not, he didn't play last night. Right. If not, I think in a 7-game series, because Vegas would want a lot of money coming in on the Lakers, they would favor the Lakers.
Super Crosstalks, powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger is all about. Matt Damon, not a movie star. Mason and Ireland coming up next. We'll see you
tomorrow. But Kate Hudson is.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bah!
Good afternoon. I am not wearing any green, but Mace, have you noticed something about the way everyone on the show is dressed?
Oh, you know what? Is everybody wearing black?
No.
Oh, I thought it was
John's
like
in
morning.
White.
You're in white. I'm wearing black.
Mm-hmm. But you don't notice anything else?
No.
We're all in sweats.
No, I'm not.
We are.
Oh, no. You are.
Everybody else.
Everybody
is in sweats.
Except you.
I'm wearing big boy
is
pants.
In sweats. Right.
Yeah.
This may be the first time in the history of the show where you are the best dressed person here.
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves
exactly.
in.
Exactly. I am the best dressed person
here. Yesterday, late in the day, we found out that none of the bosses were going to be here, and Amanda mentioned that she goes, hey, none of the suits are going to be here tomorrow. I'm wearing sweats if you want to wear sweats. And all three of us went, sure, but you were already gone.
See, I'm not. I'm done with that. I'm done with the sweats era of me is over. I'm not wearing sweats to work anymore.
It's so comfortable, though.
I may start wearing sweats to work.
It's Sweatpant Thursday. I think I might actually like start this as a thing, Sweatpant Thursday.
I love that idea.
Is that an actual? Like even DeAndre back here. DeAndre's wearing sweatpants.
Amanda's wearing sweatpants.
I've got sweatpants.
We're all in sweatpants. Should we do it on Thursday or Friday?
Well, I'm not here on Fridays.
All right, Thursday it is.
Thursday.
So you guys can do it both Thursday and Friday.
Sweatpants Thursday. It's the brand new thing.
I'm going to wear shorts Fridays.
No. Aren't you wearing shorts now?
No. I have pants.
It is heating up, though.
No,
it's going to be a warm.
Sweatpants pulled up to his knees. And warm weekend, why do you wear sweatpants pulled up to your
knees? Yeah, what's that about, Bergman?
What's the point?
I don't know. It's comfortable.
What's the point, though?
I don't actually like them all the way down.
Hey, Jorge, were you the guy who took Will Zalatoris yesterday in the Masters? Did you take Zalatoris?
No, I didn't. Did I?
Somebody did.
Somebody took Zalatoris.
Oh, I did. Yeah, with the Z.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
I did.
With the Z.
Just withdrew.
Oh, all right. I was looking at the list here.
Yeah, you looked up to see. Is he leading? Is he on top? Just quit.
Do I? Is my guys doing anything? Scheffler or Xander Schauffele?
Schauffele is. Schauffele's had a really good day. My Irish guy is Justin Thomas didn't do anything, but my Irish guy Shane Lowry is 4 under. John Rahm, who nobody took and is the favorite, is leaning.
I thought Scotty Scheffler was the
co-favorites.
Co-favorites.
How about George or McIlroy?
Scheffler is 3 under, so he's not doing terrible, and he's still got like 10 holes to go.
Yeah.
Oh, and he just stuck it right next to the pin, so he's gonna be about.
Are you gonna do golf play by play today?
I don't think we're allowed to. I think that you can comment on the Masters, but that's the way it works, right, Amanda? You're not allowed to usurp someone else's play-by-play.
But
recently, someone got in trouble for that and made Amanda send out a memo.
It was Shidano and Cappy calling the Division II Final Four game, including Cal State, San Bernardino.
Yes.
Now, here we have the Masters on Thursday and Friday. It's ESPN stuff. Doesn't that make it different?
Well, we can take their play-by-play,
right.
But we can't. We can't do it. We could say, you know.
Just say what happened after it happens. You don't have to, call it as it's happening.
So I wanted to mention this. Since we're talking about the Masters, do you realize, so the only way you get in is by winning a lottery.
Right.
Or buying on the secondary market. Now, I actually found the price for tickets to get in secondary market on StubHub. Do you have any idea? Let's just say
for one day or for the whole tournament.
First, we'll do for one day.
I'm gonna guess $2,000.
$9,000
for one day.
For one day.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. And I've never been. My parents have been.
Four days.
Well, if one day is $9,000, then 4 days, would be somewhere in the neighborhood of between $30,000 and $40,000, right?
$59,000.
Yeah, come on.
Which is just crazy. Now, do you have no desire? Do you ever enter the lottery? Do you ever do any of that stuff?
It's kind of a failure in my life. Mm. So I don't know if I'll ever go. One of the great challenges of my life was I wanted to take my dad to play Augusta. Mm. And I actually had a couple of ins.
Really?
You need to know a member.
Right.
Pat Hayden was a member, and so I asked him about it once when Pat used to come on with us all the time, and he said, anything I can do to help you out, let me know. And it was weird, because it was really my fault, because what happens is I can't go during the basketball season, obviously.
Right, sure.
And then as soon as the basketball season ends, they actually close that course in July and August. So everybody tries to go in June.
Right.
And I never was able to make it happen. And then my dad got sick and he couldn't do it. But I was close 3 times.
Wow.
Including once Pat was super nice about it. Joe Lacob, the owner of the Warriors, is a member. And Michael was helping me out. Joe takes Clay and Steph to do it. And he was willing to help me. But we just couldn't get it right. So I don't know if I'll ever go.
Yeah.
I think it would remind me of the failure of not getting my dad out there. So.
Well, I mean, you got your dad onto a lot of great courses over there.
Right. But
you went to Ireland and played.
Yeah, but not the big one. That's the big whale, with the great whale of as they call it.
Now, the Masters is like the one golf tournament that I will watch and care about. Because it's a whole thing.
And strangely, you'll be able to watch it on Sunday, and I won't.
You won't,
because the Lakers play Sunday day. Yeah.
So, the Lakers. It's kind of humiliating, to be honest with you, as a Lakers fan. It's humiliating to lose 11 in a row and to be 7-32 in their last 39? It's humiliating.
It is, but I'm going to tell you why I'm not overreacting to last night.
Okay.
One of the many, many things I learned from being a sponge of Phil Jackson and getting to follow him around for the better part of 10, 15 years is he used to say that there are certain things that are going to be a schedule loss.
Yeah.
And I said, what's an example of that? And he said, when one team's sitting around for 3 or 4 days and the other team got in at 3 a.m. the night before. That's exactly what happened last night. The Lakers had gotten in at 3 a.m. the night before. The Clippers had been off since Saturday.
Yep.
And I said, well, isn't the best team going to rise to the top? He said, yeah, but during the course of a season, there will be 3 or 4 schedule losses. If you look at LeBron last night.
He was just terrible in the first half. Great in the second half. Terrible.
The first half, his plus minus was -25. That is the worst statistical half LeBron James has had since he came to the Lakers. Hmm. Now, in the second half, he finished with 33 points.
Right.
At halftime, he had three.
Yep.
So he scored 30 points in the second half, which only seven or eight guys have ever scored 30 points in a half. He figured it out in the second half. But in the first half, they dug such a big hole.
Yeah.
They were down 19 at halftime that I'm not going to overreact to the loss. Now, having said that, they better not mess around Friday or Sunday, because if they do,
they can wind up as they're the
heading. They're in the play-in now. They've clinched at least 10th. Okay,
right.
But there's a huge difference between 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Yes.
And here's
yes.
the difference: if you're 7, where the Lakers are now, you get a home play-in game on Tuesday.
Yep.
If you win it, you go in as the 7. If you lose it, you then play another game Friday
yep.
with a chance to get in again at Crypto.
And against the winner of the 10-11, right?
The 9-10.
9-10.
Yeah. Which right now would be Oklahoma City, and the Lakers would play New Orleans, and then Minnesota and Oklahoma City would play in the 9-10 game.
Right. The first play-in game would be either Minnesota or New Orleans at Crypto.
If
Tuesday.
The Lakers were to lose on Friday, which is not out of the question, because
no,
Phoenix
not at
has
all.
Yet to lose a game with Kevin Durant. They play tonight, so Phoenix is going to be on the second night of back-to-back. They play tonight in Denver. Tomorrow night, they play here. That could be a schedule loss for Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a little inside basketball that's probably more information than you want to know.
No such thing.
You never want to have a back-to-back that involves Denver.
Right.
And here's why. The Denver airport is in the middle of effing nowhere.
Yeah.
It's
a secret government facility.
Right.
Underneath it, there's like an entire secret city.
So tonight, they're going to play. Greg, double-check that game's in Denver and not in Phoenix.
Not the same story.
Yeah, the same story, Pepe.
This is the same story, Pepe.
It's in Phoenix.
It is in Phoenix?
It is.
Okay, so that takes some of the sting out of it. But so they're going to play in Phoenix, and then they're going to fly here. The Lakers need to win that game, because if they were to lose it, they could slide to 8, 9, or 10.
Yeah.
If you slide to 8, you got to get on a plane Monday and fly to Minnesota or fly to New Orleans.
Yep.
And then if you lose, you would turn around, fly back here. It would just makes your life much, much harder. If they can win the next two, Friday against Phoenix, Suns on the second night of a back-to-back, Sunday against Utah, which is a day game, just picked up by ESPN TV, by
oh, okay.
the way. So they think it's going to mean something. Then the Lakers would be 7th at worst. And here's how they get to 6.
Yeah,
which
I was
would
just going to say, yeah, they can get to 6
which
still.
Would be really interesting. All right. Friday night, when Michael and I are calling Suns Lakers at Crypto,
Golden State, keep
an eye on Sacramento, Golden State.
Yeah,
because if Sacramento, and Sacramento's been really good this year, is that game in Sacramento?
At Sacramento, and they're terrible on the road. Golden State's terrible on the road.
If Sacramento was to win that game, and the Lakers were to beat Phoenix, all they have to do to get the 6 is beat Utah on Sunday.
Yes.
So there's a lot of variables here. 5 is out now. They can finish 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10.
Right.
And it'll depend how they do on these two games.
So there's your scenario. I don't think you can read too much into last night's game.
It's not good. They're 7-2 in their last 9, and they finished the road trip 4-1.
Let's pick this up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
We're doing Lie of the Day today. It is my lie. I will tell an untruth at some point during the show today. If you can figure out what it is and call in at 3:30, you can win a 4-pack of tickets to the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach, which is coming up next weekend, Friday, April the 14th. Un- unbelievable show. Southern California's 200-mile-an-hour beach party. It is a blast. So again, lie of the day at some point today during the show. So we're talking a little bit about the Lakers. This is what you're talking about with the scheduled loss. That was, they were playing their fourth game in six nights. Clippers had 3 days of rest. Lakers got in at 3 a.m. or whatever from Utah and went and played. So schedule up. But that does not explain 11 in a row. That does not explain 7-32 in their last 39 games.
Well, and part of the reason that I was talking about with Travis and Slee is that when the Clippers play the Lakers, they're just sick of being treated like the redheaded stepchild around here. And Ty Lue in particular thought he had the Lakers job when they hired Frank Vogel.
True,
as a matter of fact, this is why
they just wouldn't go to one more year.
Well, and this is why I'm always very, you don't have this problem, but I'm always very hesitant to post anything on social media.
Yeah.
Ty Lue sent out, or somebody on close to Ty Lue sent out a picture of him celebrating with a Lakers cake with congratulations
last
on it.
Last night?
No, right before they hired Frank Vogel. And what happened was Ty was expecting to get a contract offer commensurate with what he used to make in Cleveland. He thought if somebody had won an NBA title, he should get a five-year guaranteed deal at top money. He was coaching the Lakers. And they said, no, what we have
Didn't
in mind
they offer him three?
Is a three-year deal that ends when LeBron's contract ends so we can dump you if LeBron dumps us. And Ty took that as a severe slap in the face. And they wanted to pick his assistants.
Wow. You know, I just Googled that. There are pictures of Ty Lue with a Lakers cake. I never realized this before.
And so Ty thought to himself, he's a proud man, and he thought to himself, well, number one, they're lowballing me on the money. And number two, they're telling me I can't pick my own assistants.
Yeah.
And one of the things on the deal apparently was one of your assistants is going to be Jason Kidd, who everybody knew was going to be a head coach again. So Ty was thinking to himself, first time I have
this guy looking over.
Well,
my
first
shoulder.
Time I have a four-game losing streak, I'm going to get canned. Now, Frank Vogel, to his credit, said, "I'll take that deal as is."
Yeah,
and he befriended Ty Lue, befriended Jason Kidd, and Jason Kidd and Vogel got along great, and they won a title their very first year. And then Frank eventually got fired when the team started losing, and then Ty ended up getting the Clippers job when they blew out Doc. But I think the reason Kawhi played 43 minutes last night is Ty Lue is not losing to the Lakers no matter what. It's basically every time he plays the Lakers, he wants to beat their ass.
Yeah.
And he felt disrespected by the way that whole thing was handled.
Yep.
And he has owned the Lakers ever since.
Yeah. He's never lost to the Lakers.
Now, if they get into a playoff series, which is unlikely because it looks like the Clippers are going to be the 5 and the Lakers are going to be the 6 or the 7.
Yep.
But if they were to meet, I personally think that if you gave me a choice of on one side of the ledger, you can have 1, 2, and 3 seeds. So you get Denver, Memphis, Sacramento.
Yes.
On the other side, you get 4, 5, 6, 7. So you get Suns, Warriors,
Clippers,
Lakers.
Yes.
Which one would you take?
Oh, I want to avoid Suns, Warriors, Clippers.
It's a weird year.
Yeah.
So maybe the Lakers and Clippers could meet, which would be highly entertaining for us having a radio show in Los Angeles. They've never met in the playoffs. But I think part of it has the main reason, the honest answer to the question, why have the Clippers owned the Lakers? The Clippers have just been better. They've had a better roster. They've had a better team. They've had a better record for the last 10 years.
Right, and if you go back and look at it, remember,
this Ty Lue thing is part of it.
There were terrible Laker years included in that 7-32. Those were the bad years.
And that's when Lob City Clippers were going with Chris Paul and Blake Griffin and all those guys.
Exactly.
Clippers have just been better. But that doesn't mean I'm not down on the Lakers at all. They've won 7 out of 9.
Yep.
They went 4-1 on this road trip. This was, as Phil Jackson taught me, a schedule loss. Now, that doesn't mean they can put it on autopilot now, because if they were to lose these two games, if they were to lose Friday to Phoenix and, God forbid, Sunday to Utah, they could drop all the way to the 9. Somebody pointed me out. I want to thank somebody for sending me this. They can't go to the 10. Adrian Torres. Thank you, Adrian.
They've clinched at least the 9.
Yeah. The worst the Lakers can finish is 9th, as OKC and the Mavs are both 3 games behind the Lakers with only 2 games to play. So, but the problem is, right now, Minnesota is the 9,
mm-hmm.
right? And Minnesota has the tiebreaker over the Lakers.
Yes.
So
they could still wind up the nine.
Yeah, and if they end up the nine, they have to win two games to get in.
Yes.
So you don't want to do that.
They play Tuesday and Friday.
Yeah. And then start the playoffs on Sunday on the road. You won't see me at all.
Yeah,
if that scenario plays out, I'll be out of mind.
9-10 is terrible because if you lose, you're out.
Right. And even if you win the first game, you're not in.
You got to go beat it.
That's why you want to be 7 or 8. Yeah, exactly. Preferably 7 because you get the game at home.
So why does Darvin Ham not stagger AD and LeBron more? It seems like they're both off the floor at the same time. Why not keep one of those guys on the floor?
I used to ask Phil Jackson the same question. I say, why do you take Kobe, Powell, and Bynum all out at the same time? He goes, because the second unit builds a chemistry, and you want those guys on the floor together. He said, in practice, when you're practicing, LeBron and AD are always together. So if you play them, and he does stagger them a little, just not always. Like, here's the Lakers substitution pattern during these last 9 games where they've won 7 out of 9. LeBron plays the first 6 minutes, and then he comes out. AD plays the whole first quarter.
Right.
Then AD starts on the bench at the start of the second quarter, and LeBron comes back in. And then 6 minutes to go, they both play a little bit.
Right.
So it's staggered. Golden State does the same thing. They take Steph, Clay, Draymond, and
at the same time?
Wiggins all out at the same time. I don't know why. I think it's because what coaches have told me is the second unit, because they're always together in practice playing against the first unit, builds a chemistry and work well together. That would be the short answer. But I'm with you. Why would there ever be 1 minute of any game with not one of those guys out there?
Totally. Totally. Yeah. All right. Coming up next for you, going to spin the wheel of questions. Are we on YouTube today?
Yes, we are.
Do we have an opportunity?
Chat fight. In our sweatpants.
Are we going to chat fight?
Did you talk about lie of the day?
Yeah, I did talk about lie of the day. Right. At some point, I'm going to lie.
Georgia.
That's the latest on the Masters. Who's winning?
John Rahm.
John Rahm,
who I told everybody to take, and nobody took. But congratulations, Jorge, on taking Will Zalatoris. That was a nice pick.
Hey, can
you
tell me what Rory McIlroy and Max Homa are doing?
McIlroy is good.
Georgia.
Homa, I haven't seen yet. McIlroy's like 3 under, Georgia. So you're not too far off. Okay, so Rahm's in at 7 under. And Kepka is still out there at 6 under, but he's still got to play the last hole.
Okay.
So Kepka could be.
I only heard one of my names, right? Xander Scheffler. Scott Scheffler's out. Scheffler and Scheffler.
No, they're both doing good.
Oh, are they?
I think Scheffler is 4 under.
Okay.
And I think Schauffele was 3 under. I haven't seen him lately, but he's doing okay, too.
I just like those because they sound alike.
Yeah, you're
That's
fine.
That's why I went with
you. You're fine.
All right. Coming up next for you, Wheel of Questions, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Okay.
All right.
If you could wave a magic wand and make one thing disappear,
okay,
what would you use it on?
I can make it disappear.
It can be anything you want. It can be a thing, a person, a trend, a song, a movie, whatever you want. One thing disappear. You want me to go first?
Yeah, go first.
Bergman, I thought about making you disappear.
I thought that's where you were going,
yeah,
actually.
No, because I, in all seriousness, I wouldn't want to do that to Riley. I don't care about you.
Yeah,
but
not me.
I like your daughter. I would use it on traffic.
I would rid the
world of traffic. The other day, when was it? Yesterday.
Yeah.
I left my house like with plenty of time spare, same time I always leave my house to get here. And I just sat at noon on the friggin' 110 freeway in bumper-to-bumper traffic for 25 minutes. At noon on a Wednesday. What in the world?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So that's what I would use it on. I would rid the world.
It's an excellent call.
Now, I should say, don't go dark. Like, don't say cancer. Yeah, I mean, you couldn't rid the world of cancer.
Yeah, no.
Use it on something practical. Okay. Jorge, what would you get rid of? Wave a magic wand, you get rid of something.
Man. I would get rid of the... Never mind, I can't say that.
Can't say that?
Don't get canceled.
No, yeah. No.
Don't say what Michael would say, which would be something radically inappropriate.
Yes.
You want to think about it more? Greg, okay. You got one?
How about just lines in general? Just don't get in line.
Oh, like, that was no Greg's. Lines. Yeah, yeah. So wait, did we
traffic in lines were the two I was going with.
No, lines is a very good answer.
Lines is good. That's,
particularly that's when you go to like an amusement park.
Exactly. Yeah.
Have you noticed, like, Bergman, when's the last time you took Riley to Disneyland?
Her birthday in November.
Okay, did you notice that if you get, even if you get there early, and we all work at ESPN, so we get some privileges, and you know we don't have to pay, it's really expensive to go now.
Yeah, it is.
We don't have to pay full price, and sometimes they'll let you go an hour early. I did all that with Jack. We got there at 8 in the morning. This was probably 5 years ago. We got there at 8 in the morning. He burned out about 5 at night. We went on 4 rides.
Mm.
I was there for 9 hours. We went on 4 rides.
Yeah, that's rough.
Amusement parks, the only place you pay to get in line.
Or like sporting events.
Yeah.
You know, back when like when USC games are at the Coliseum before they kind of renovated a little bit, you get I one time got stuck in one of those tunnels for like 7 minutes of a quarter.
Sure.
You know, it works out. You got one, Mace?
Yeah, I do. So
Bergman, we took Bergman's two that he was going to use.
Yeah. So I'm going to get rid of all of John Ireland's same stories.
Oh!
That's a good answer.
Wow.
But then I wouldn't have a
Not
job
the
anymore.
Same story.
Yeah, I mean, what would he do without those stories? Okay, mine is...
Actually, I like him, so I would.
Mine is Yacht Rock. I would love to get rid of Yacht Rock, especially on Tuesdays.
I am offended by that.
I don't need Gino
Yacht
Minnelli.
Yacht Rock is glorious.
I don't need Seals and Crofts.
I will sometimes, if I have a long drive...
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Just throw it on the Yacht Rock channel, and everything is good.
I don't need John Ford Coley.
No, those are two different people.
Well, I mean, the great Gino Minnelli, ladies and gentlemen. Is this Gino Minnelli?
No.
Kenny Loggins, we can do without Kenny Loggins. Is this Yacht Rock?
How dare you besmirch the great Kenny Loggins?
Is this Yacht Rock?
This is Seals and Crofts.
Seals and Crofts is Yacht Rock. One of them just died. Seals or Crofts just died. I don't know which one.
Hail fellow well met.
This is Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins, yeah.
There was once a time where Kenny Loggins was cranking out hits like once a month. And he went through a movie soundtrack phase where he had like all in a row. Footloose, Caddyshack, Top Gun, and I'm leaving one out.
See, those aren't Yacht Rock.
Well, but Kenny Loggins is a
danger.
Patron
but Danger Zone is not Yacht Rock. Footloose is not Yacht Rock.
Yeah, kind of.
No. But it's like this. Kenny Loggins is Yacht Rock.
I'm letting you know that if you listen to the Yacht Rock channel, which I do, you'll hear all that.
Okay.
You'll hear Danger Zone.
Gonna be
Footloose.
More specific. Get rid of Kenny Loggins. I would make him disappear.
I met him once at an airport.
Yeah?
Couldn't have been nicer.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's not Yacht Rock. It's not Yacht Rock.
Right. Can I change it? Since I was sick last week, I get rid of sickness. Can I get rid of all sickness?
What we had a wheel of questions. I can't remember. I think you were here, Greg. And I said, if you would never get sick again for the rest of your life, would you be willing to give up one of your 10 digits, fingers and toes?
Yeah, of
course. Would you give up your pinky if you would never get sick again?
Take my pinky right now, here.
Yeah, I'd give up a pinky for that. Why?
No, because I deal with sickness fine.
Yeah,
I get sick,
I get
better.
Sickness. I'd love to get rid of sickness.
I'm not sick that much.
Speaking of sick, I get this text today from a friend. See if you can figure out what he's saying. He said, I got brown kite is.
I have bronchitis.
He used Siri. Yeah, he used Siri.
Yeah.
And it came out, I got brown kite is. Took me a while to figure out exactly what he was trying to say through Siri.
JR says, I would get rid of all 49er and Clipper fans. See ya, Jorge.
Bye,
see,
Jorge.
See,
I was
see
trying
you
to
later.
Be nice. I was trying to be nice and not say anything like that.
Yeah. No. Show's not about being nice. It's not our game.
You know what nice equals?
Boring.
Bad ratings.
Yeah, boring.
No, but we work for a radio station and I couldn't say some things. You know.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you want to say?
What was this?
Oh, was that what you were going to say?
Yeah, but on your ear. That's it. Just on your
he
ear.
Just said it in your ear. Yeah, can you repeat it or no? Okay, we'll figure out a way to clean it up.
Okay, yes. The Rams. It's not. It wasn't anything except that.
Yeah.
You said it, not me.
Yeah, see, something like that could, in this climate, could get
you
canceled.
I don't think getting rid of the Rams gets you canceled.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
No.
You'd be surprised.
Kev, it's not the actual animal.
You think Kev might
I've come
do it?
I've exactly, come close to getting canceled by the Lakers for stuff that you say.
Like what?
Well, like you rip them and they say, I can't believe Ireland's on that show.
But that's not canceled.
Well, if I get fired, that's canceled.
So everybody that gets fired is canceled?
No,
they're not the same thing.
I agree. They're not the same thing, but you shouldn't be.
If I talk a bunch of blank about the Lakers and you get fired for it, that's not because you're canceled.
You
that's
can still get a job somewhere else.
You
yeah,
can still
that's,
go somewhere
that's true,
else.
But still, it's an undesirable outcome.
Yes.
You know, that's not
all
what you
firings
want.
Are.
Like Jorge, if Jorge said that if we had a jerk for a boss.
Yes. And we do not. We have fantastic boss.
Well,
Amanda
lets us say whatever we want.
Exactly.
But I'm talking about above Amanda.
Yeah.
Like the guy's cutting the checks.
Yeah.
And they say, why did our board op say he wants to get rid of the Rams and they're having a bad day? And the next thing you know, Jorge's out on the street and Maite's singing on American Idol for supper. You know, it's like.
Is Maite, does Maite have a good singing
voice? No, but there's
voice?
All this weird does. Stuff going on American Idol.
What is it?
Like these people are dropping out and quitting, and
what's
I don't know.
The
I don't watch it regularly, but Katy Perry's crying every week. It's like super weird this year.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was still going on.
Oh yeah, they get paid. Do you know who the judges are?
No. Okay. You said Katy Perry. So
she's one.
Like, Kelly Clarkson.
Nope.
What about
two men? She does it with two men. One's a country star, and one is a
Blake Shelton
is an icon. No, Blake's
Zach
on the
Brown?
Voice.
Chris Stapleton.
No.
Just naming country people.
Yeah.
Jason Aldean.
Jason
no.
Aldean.
Brian something.
What?
Brian.
No, it's
Thomas
Luke
Rhett.
Brian.
Luke Bryan.
Oh. Okay,
and
Brian.
The other one is Lionel Richie. Those
oh,
are the
really?
Those are the three. And they all get paid like millions to be
Do
judges.
Do people still watch America?
Yeah.
Now?
Gets good ratings.
Aren't they out of singers yet? We've had so many singing shows. Like, hasn't everybody had their crack?
I think there are only two left. I think it's only American Idol and The Voice. And then there's that dumb one on
America's
Fox.
No, what about America's Got Talent?
No, what
My mom and Leo love America's Got Talent.
Is that still going?
I think that's the one with Howard Stern.
No, he left that years
oh,
ago.
Oh, did he?
It's the guy with all the kids.
Oh, Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but and then there's that show on Fox. One of the guys I know from golf
oh, the
is the CFO
ass,
of Fox.
The Masked Singer is Masked the singer. Worst piece
and I
of
said
crap.
To him once, I said that. I said, are you telling me that people watch that? He goes, it's our highest rated non-sports show.
That is sad.
He said it's got a huge niche. And by the way, do you notice the people that they get?
They're ridiculously unknown.
No, no, no.
They unveil people Opposite. And I'm like, who the hell is that? That's like the waitress from Vanderpump or something.
No, no, no. This year, it's been completely the opposite.
Like who?
They've gotten rid of 13 people so far, and you would know 10 of them at least. That have been eliminated this year.
Charlie Simpson, Ricky Wilson, Natalie Appleton, Amber
what's the name
Riley.
Of the, what's the name of the show?
The Masked Singer.
No,
I mean, these are literally the names. And you unveil one. I mean, who the hell is Charlie Simpson? I don't know. Who's Ricky Wilson? Beats me. Who's Natalie Appleton? Who cares?
No. Okay,
who's Daisy Mae Cooper? I don't get it.
You're doing the obscure ones?
Yeah, but this is 2023. Who won the celebrity guessing game? Full lineup revealed.
Okay, so let me give you the ones from this year so far.
Okay.
Dick Van Dyke.
Okay.
Howie Mandel.
Okay.
Debbie Gibson.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, you know, that's not bad.
No, that's good. That's very 1987.
Yeah, they've had Holly Robinson was on recently. She got eliminated. Dwight Howard did it last year.
I remember Dwight Howard doing it.
Yeah, they've had a bunch of
people. But, I mean, here are the Martin and Shirley Kemp. I think they live up the street from me.
Martin Grandmaster and Flash, Michael Bolton.
Oh, did Michael Bolton do it?
Yeah, well, Grandmaster Flash is a fairly big name. Michael Bolton's
Snyder.
A fairly big
name. Catherine Ryan?
D. Snyder from Twisted
what
Sister?
What I love about that show, and I do sometimes, it's before or after something I watch, is they're always guessing. You know, who's the guy that does all the stupid guessing on that show?
Ken Jeong.
Ken Jeong. So he'll say, like, I think it's Barbra Streisand. It's Barbra Streisand. It's like, it's not... effing Barbra Streisand.
Well, I'm surprised they got Dick Van Dyke and Michael Bolton.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's true.
Those guys probably didn't need to do it.
No, that's sad that we live in the country where that does well. And they're dressed up in stupid-ass costumes.
Yeah. And by the way...
Singing like garbage.
Yeah, you can't hear them as good because the costumes are so, you know, it's just...
And that concludes the Masked Singer segment of today's show.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next. Do you know... Don't answer if you do.
Okay.
Do you know where Nike got the slogan, just do it?
Porn?
No. But I will tell you next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.